You know, I heard one of my real estate agent friends say, and I did not realize this was an old Chinese proverb, but the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Well, I got a small take on that. The best time to fix your W-4 was before the year started. The second best time is right now, whenever that is. Want to avoid the April aftershock? Hang on and I'll show you how. So yeah, the proverb I think stems from people who wanted to get better sell prices on their house or something like that. I mean, that's not where the saying came from, but I know that for sure was what people were talking about when they realized that having a treed front yard or something like that, or lots of trees in the backyard, lots of shade, whatever, would increase the sale price of their house. Right now in Texas, and this is August of 2023, in fact, August 28th is when I'm recording this, it's hot. It's very hot. We set not a record, but we finally hit 110 for the first time since 2011, just a few days ago. It's hot. And so I'd just like the tree for some shade. But enough of me whining. Let's talk about that W-4 form. So if you're listening to this and you are completely self-employed, you do not earn a paycheck from an employer that withholds taxes for you, there's really not much room for you to, not much need for you to listen here. And so feel free just to zap on past this video. Give me a like and a thumbs up anyway. But hey, you know, maybe you got kids that need to listen to it. That's fine too. Send it on to them. Or you got friends that are employees and they complain about owing a lot of taxes in April. Send this to them. Say, hey, fix your W-4. That'll fix the problem. So I'm really just addressing those of you who have a job with an employer in the traditional sense, where they're paying you a paycheck on a periodic basis, whether it's weekly, biweekly, semi-monthly, which is different than biweekly, or even once a month. I know some people out there that get paid once a month, like my teacher wife. So this is really geared towards them. And I'm going to tell you up front, I'm not going to tell you every detail on this episode because I just shot a 39-minute video on the detail. And I was intending on splicing these together and just saying, here's the DIY version. I did an over-the-shoulder look so you could watch me actually fill out a W-4. It's exciting stuff. Or you could watch me go to the IRS website's tax withholding simulator. Also exciting stuff. Or you could hear the third scenario, which I'll actually dive into in a little while. But it was just way too much information, way too long to include on this video. So I'm saving you that, hoping to not have you click off 10% of the way through the video, because if I had the 39-minute video, I'm pretty sure I'd lose most of you. So I really just wanted to address kind of the why behind the W-4 and kind of, and I don't mean the letter Y, I mean the W-H-Y-Y, but, really, honestly, a lot of folks, there's a lot of misnomers out there about the W-4, and I just really kind of want to address those real quickly, and then I'm going to leave it be and let you guys go peruse the video that we just shot if you'd like. But a lot of folks think that when they're filling out that W-4, that it's got to be exact. Oh my gosh, I get calls in here that people are freaking out that they're going to do the W-4 wrong. The W-4 changed in 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and in an effort to make it more simple, it really confused the entire population. And it also confused the entire population of tax preparers too, I promise. So in an effort to simplify, and years later now, we're kind of starting to understand exactly what the simplicity is. There's still a lot of difficulty and a lot of stuff that you got to know when you're reading through these forms. Like, what's it asking me when it says this versus that? Why does the higher wage earner have to enter this and the lower wage earner enter that and do all these crazy things if we're married filing joint versus if we're single versus do we have kids versus all these credits I might claim? It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous how much complexity that they built into it. Does it work? Sure. If you know what you're doing. And I will tell you that between me and every other tax preparer out there, actually, hold the right hand up. I got a feeling that a lot of us don't know what we're doing when it comes to the new W-4 form. And we rely on the software. We rely on the edits that the IRS gives us on their website. So really what I want to push across, the biggest fact I want to get across today is W-4 is not a binding document between you and the IRS. And it's only binding with you and your employer in the sense that that's how, what they need to use as their guide to withhold taxes out of your paycheck. But can you manipulate it to fit your situation? 100%. You can do whatever you want with that thing. If you want to have a $10,000 refund next April, knock yourself out, go fix your W-4, make it happen. If you want to dial it in and hopefully only owe about $100 or less, knock yourself out, fix the W-4. That's your solution. Are there other tax planning opportunities available to you? Absolutely. Knock yourself out. Let's dig into some tax planning. The W-4 is just a tool for you to pay the IRS your taxes evenly throughout the year via the vehicle of your employer's payroll withholding. Okay, that's it. So you can finagle the thing if you need to finagle it a little bit. Now, I'm going to advise you, don't finagle it so that you never have a dollar withheld. Because when April comes out, you're going to have the aftershock. I promise. And if you think they won't find you, they will. Eventually, they will. And they'll come knocking and they'll want their money and they'll sell everything you have and garnish your wages in a later time. So don't do it that way. Don't use it that way. But if you want it to account for some things that don't traditionally get accounted for, such as you got a lot of maybe rental income or you've got a side business and you don't want to have to pay those ugly self-employment taxes, you're trying to avoid estimated tax penalties, you're doing all kinds of things, use one of these methods to have extra monies withheld from your steady paycheck. And that way you won't face the big surprises. Okay. So in the very detailed over the shoulder video that I shot, and whether you're listening to this or watching this episode, please note, there's an episode that we're going to post in the comments, wherever you're digesting this information right now, we're going to post a link to that other video that goes into much more detail about how to actually complete the W-4. And in that video, I go over three options for doing that. And I use a scenario of a famous Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And I made sure that you knew that they had kids named Ginny and Ricky. Minnie, Mickey, Ginny, Ricky. See what I did there? Anyway, so I wanted you to have some scenarios that might make sense to you so that you could go through, you could compare it to your own situation and hopefully utilize it. If you wanted to just go into the IRS website, download the W-4 form, fill it in, and give that to your employer, okay? There's also another option that I go into in that video about how to use one of the IRS links. And by the way, it never asked for a lick of information from you. It's just a calculator, a tool, very similar to a tool that any tax preparer would use in calculating what your W-4 should or shouldn't be at any given point in time. It asks you to bring along an extra copy of your pay stub so that you know, based on where you are in the year and how many pay periods you have left in the year, are you in good shape? Are you having enough withheld? Everybody's got different motives, and I tried to get into that a little earlier. Some of you, for instance, if you're on a payment plan, I routinely suggest to people to dial that thing in as tight as you can, because you're not going to see a refund until your payment plan with the IRS is paid off. Okay. And if you want every dollar you can, and you're just going to be religious about making your payments to the IRS, then dial that thing down to zero so that you don't owe them anything when April comes around. I wouldn't get so cute with it that you dial it down too tight and then you end up owing them a lot more than you thought, and you have another April aftershock, because guess what? They can cancel that installment plan, that installment agreement with you for not holding up your end of the bargain when you signed up to that installment agreement and not being able to pay your taxes. So don't get overly cute with it, but I usually don't suggest for people to pay it off via refunds. Okay. Now, for some of you, that may be a great plan. Okay. It really just depends on your situation. Some people want to get the debt knocked out as fast as they can. They figured out their numbers. They know that they can live on what they're bringing with their take-home paycheck, and they don't mind a $3,000 or $4,000 refund landing at the IRS and paying off that balance a little faster. So it really is the option is yours, how you want to utilize this W-4. But I also did outline that third alternative. If you don't want to try to figure out how to read this new W-4 form, and if that IRS tax withholding simulator gets a little bit too over your head, I get it, because I did it in that video. And even I, in that video, kind of went, oops, forgot to push that in that space. And oops, forgot to push that in this space. And oh yeah, here's what this little thing means. It's a lot of detail. The third alternative, consult me or your tax preparer. Say, hey, I could use some help with the W-4. You know, for everybody that we have as a client, we will, at their request, generate a W-4 for them so that we can avoid the April aftershock. Okay. So if that's something that is bothering you and you don't want to do a W-4 yourself, you don't want to, you've tried downloading it, you don't understand it. I get it. You've tried the IRS tax withholding simulator and it boggled you down just like it did me a second ago. I get it. Call your tax preparer, call your accountant, say, hey, looking at last year's taxes, knowing what you know about this year, because they do need to know about how things are going, if things have changed, if there's any new income you expect or less income that you expect or whatever. You send them a copy of an existing pay stub. They look at it, they can estimate, and they can say, hey, we think you ought to send this W-4 in right away. The last thing to consider is talk to your employer too, okay? Sometimes the employer doesn't do that well with a brand new W-4 form because all of them have tried to automate and do something online. So when it comes to that, that's something that's really going to be more employer specific. Some of the larger payroll processing companies like ADP and Paychex, their information is a little bit easier to figure out. Like, you know, we can figure out, okay, if I put this on the W-4, I'm going to put it in this blank on the ADP or Paychex website. But some of the smaller payroll processing companies or the people that are doing it themselves or whatever, it's not as self-explanatory as you might expect. So if you get to that point and your employer says, hey, no, we really want you to put your W-4 in on the website, and you bump into any problems, feel free to let us know and we'll see if we can't help you out. Okay, so that's all I've got for you this time around. Listen, like I said, big in-depth video, 39 minutes long, that we're going to post the link to in the comments wherever this is posted. Feel free to utilize that as a reference to how to complete the W-4. And remember, I did cover the two different options there that people will primarily use, and also introduce you to the fact that you could talk to your tax professional to get them to help you out as well. But listen, do please, if you do watch that video, or you're watching or listening to us right now, wherever you're at consuming this content, please like, subscribe, comment. And obviously, if you have any questions, like always, please feel free to email them at podcast@timthompsoncpa.com. That's podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at timthompsoncpa.com. And Thompson has a P in it, by the way. Obviously, you can check us out on our website there as well. This will be posted as a blog article there. And that's all I've got for you this time around. I wish you the best of luck avoiding any future April aftershocks.